Obi Chelik Aleph speaks about chevra, having a group of friends, or the importance of having a group of friends. So it says, Revolvi, liyot bein chaverim, to be between friends, asher shifa achat lehem. There's one shifa, one drawing together to go to the same place. I have one common goal, one common purpose you're going for. And that's generally what a yeshiva is. What's our common goal in the yeshiva?
To actualize the Torah.
One person said actualize the Torah, another person said to build a foundation to, you know, to improve our lives and to live our lives RP Torah. And the third one is to have a connection with Hashem. They're all true. The deeper one is to have a connection with Hashem. Not a connection with Hashem, a connection with Hashem in which we express ourselves in the world in a proper way. But it's basically be a tzaddik. To learn how to be a tzaddik and to connect and to understand God's ways. And for us, through the learning, to get an understanding of how to connect with the Creator and the world and our own personal selves. That's what yeshiva is. That's what we're all here for. So we all said it in different ways, but really we're saying the same thing. Now, so what I need chaverim for that? Mm-hmm. Just sit down in a room with the shir, take good notes, do it.
Sounds good.
Sounds good, right? No, not good. So it says here, it says Revolvi, chavaya achat mishalhevet otam. One, like chavaya, how do you say chavaya? One experience. Mm-hmm. Mishalhevet otam. Shalhevet is a little lahava, flame. You take a little flame, and they all connect and they become a big flame. So that's what happens. Everyone has a little flame in yeshiva, and it becomes this big flame. Okay, like a common goal that they're bringing into the world as a yeshiva. Right? Like Mochan Shom is a certain type of yeshiva. It brings a certain, like, experience or collective experience of the boys through the Rebbeim into the world and into the lives of every individual boy through his own personal, you know, midot or character or whatever, right? Ish ozel re'ehu, each person helps his friend, ba'avoda hayom yomit. That means the chevra who are going in the same direction with the common goal, like a shalhevet. One little flame makes a little flame. Another little flame makes another little flame. You have lots of little flames. But if you connect those little flames together, what do you get? You get a big flame. It's much more powerful, the big flame. So this concept of chevra, the way Revolvi is explaining it, it's not that you just help your friend, like he's saying here. Hayom yomit. It becomes that what you're doing becomes so much stronger. And if you're in a place where there's a big flame, the effect of the light or the warmth of that flame is much, much more intense and has much, much more effect on the little flame that you create. When the little flame goes with the big flame, he feels much more intense heat and warmth and connection. And he gives off much more light. If you notice in Judaism, most of our things are collective. Mm-hmm. Most of our mitzvahs that we do are chagim, collective davening. Even things which aren't really collective, like taking a lulav, but it, since it's part of davening, right? Even that we do more in a collective form. Matzahs, we in a little seder, the whole family. It's an individual mitzvah. Megillah, it's an individual mitzvah. We do it collectively. Barov ha-madrat melech. The majority, a lot of people, there's a hadar, there's a beautification of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, becomes a flame. The little lights become a flame. You understand? Mm-hmm. There's an intensity. It's not just a little light, a lot of little lights coming together. It changes the whole concept of it. Ul Achiv says, Revolvi, Yom HaChazak, be strong. Beregayim shel Rifayon, when there's times of Rifayon, times of weakness. V'chalishut. We know what happens when there is Rifayon. Who comes? Amalek. Rifidim. Who is in Rifidim? Rafu yedehem min haTorah. They were soft. They weakened their connection with Torah. What happened? Amalek. What does Amalek mean? Disconnection. person feels disconnected. What helps you when you're disconnected? Friends. They put things in right perspective. You're not learning so well that day, but you have a chavrusa, he picks you up, he tells you a good joke. Right? He makes a smile come on that face. Right? The rabbi, the chevra, you understand? You don't have those rifyonot, not. You don't have that weaknesses, those weaknesses, that the chulsha, the weaknesses like rafiya daimonatera. The days when you don't feel so good, people around you. Sometimes it doesn't happen in yeshiva because you feel separated. You actually separated yourself from the yeshiva. You have your own seder for this and your own seder for that, and you're separate from the yeshiva. You don't have so many friends. You're sitting by yourself. You're doing your own thing. No, you're a little flame. The intensity you're getting from the yeshiva is a little flame. You think, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to become a learner. I'm going to become a tzaddik. I'm going to build my foundations. I'm going to do it all myself. I'm going to get it by myself. You see, building a little flame. When you do it with a group together, you get the warmth and the intensity and the light of a shalhevet, of a big, burning flame. That's what Revolbi is telling us. And you don't fall because your friend picks you up. He sees you down, he picks you up. He's friendly with you, he notices you. A chevra is not only there, friendships in yeshiva is not only there if you have a good time, it's there to intensify the effect of the yeshiva. That's what friendships does. I'll explain in a different way. I heard this from a big rabbi. I think it was Azriel Tauber. So I think I heard maybe from a cassette, I've forgotten now. So he was like saying, you know, in previous generations, there were many great inventions. Individuals, you know, scientists, all sorts of things. They spent their whole lives and they created one little idea. In the world we live in, and they are people who were, you know, they were mamish, they were mosen nefesh, they wouldn't sleep nights, they gave their lives up for their inventions or for the ideas that they had, and the world changed. Today the world changes at such a rapid pace, we can't even recognize the same world like 10 years ago. No one gives up his life for his invention today. Maybe there are. But those aren't the rapid changes. You have Google, you have Apple, you have all these chevras, all these like big industries. And you know, if you go to the Google workshop or the Apple workshop, what do you see? You have all these like things to keep you at work, and you have groups of people working together, free food, free exercising, got those free jacuzzis, whatever you want, you got. Just to keep you working in a work environment together. It's called chevra. They call it a chevra, don't they? In Hebrew, they call it a chevra. An organization. Yeah. It's a chevra. You're all working together on an idea. And look what ideas come out. You know, Art Show came out with the Yerushalmi. You know how good it is? They came out with a Schottenstein. They came out with a Matif to explain the whole of Shas and putting all things, you know, all sorts of stuff, interesting stuff in the back, whatever. They came out with a Frankel Rambam with all the Maftech of saying all the stuff that people wrote on the Rambam. These were groups of Talmidei Chacham who got together and wrote this. Wasn't it an individual person? Individuals wrote Pirushim on Yerushalmi. I'm not going to compare, right? But they did a really good job. And they come out with it. You know, there's an Art Scroll edition, I mean, it used to be, or Matifta edition, every time they finish the Daf Yomi. That's how quickly it used to work. It's an amazing thing. And then they start on explaining, I don't know what, Chumash they do. Then they do the Mishnah Brura. Then they do all these sorts of things. Every single Sefer is going to be made easy for us with all the Mephoroshim, all written. And how's it going to be done? Group of people working together, not individual. You know what a work it is for an individual to do that? Now there's one girl, one guy sitting over here, one guy sitting over here, one guy sitting over there, one guy sitting here. They have connection. They send their stuff to one girl who types it out, sends it back to them. They have all these computers, you know, they're all connected. They see the ha'aras, like the little things they'll write, and then it gets fixed by a person who knows better Hebrew, or better, you know, a better form. So he doesn't have to bother about doing stuff that he doesn't really know too well to do. They get the expert to change the form. He's the expert in finding the Mariam Makomis and places. So everyone's using their own personal expertise, which is different. And then all of that comes together and produces these amazing books. Says Revolbi, Vizuhi Masat Nafsho Shel Kol Adam. This is the load of every person, ubifrat kol tzair, each young individual. What does it mean, the masat nafsho, the weight of his soul? What does it mean? Omek belibo, the depths of his heart, gam hanichnas liyeshiva, even someone who enters into yeshiva, mechakeh, L'chavaya chevratit, to experience the friendships in the yeshiva, to experience, like, you know, what the yeshiva means as a group of people. Me'en zu, similar to this, im ki shi'afoto ha'ikarit, if his shifa, his desire, his main desire, he mekifa v'na'ale mizu, right? It's higher than this. Hashifa ikarid. What's his main shifa? Liot lamdan, to be a good learner. V'yirei shamayim, to be a yirei shamayim. Machricha lechora. It should lechora be, if you want to be a lamdan and yirei shamayim, that's what you should want to be doing when you come to yeshiva. Lechora should look rakli dog, to look after himself, to worry about. Chevruta tova, a good chevrusa, a lamdan is going to teach him Torah. That's what he should be looking for. Get the best chevrusa, right? Milvad ze roe halomed beika et kochot atzmo. He's looking at his own strengths. Asher alav lefateach. For him to open. How am I going to be a better learner? How am I going to be a better person? He's thinking about himself. How is he going to be a better human being? L'chora, that's what a person should do. Comes to yeshiva, he wants to build foundations, his own solid foundations. He wants to become a tzaddik. How's he going to be a tzaddik? How's he going to be a lamdan? How's he going to be a yirat shamayim? Ulam, however, yeshiva einena makom. Liknia, it's not the place to acquire yediot bilvad. Just knowledge of Torah, knowledge of how to be a tzaddik, how good be this, knowledge about what foundations to build. That's not what it's about. Ki'im makom shel shleimut ha'chaim b'Torah. A complete life of Torah. B'yeshiva lomdim lichiyot. In yeshiva you learn to live. K'mo shelomdim ba'al l'mod. Just as you learn to learn. You learn to live with your friends. To interact. To be part of the chevra. To get a burger together. To go Shabbos meals together. To go to weddings together. Right? U'b'chayim b'terah. And in life of terah. Tofeset mokom nichbad. In a life of Torah, it's an important aspect of Torah. Chevratam shu bnei Torah. Living with bnei Torah. People who live according to the Torah. Asar yichidim, 10 people, sheyoshvim v'oskim b'Torah, who's sitting and learning to Torah together. Ve'en b'neihem ava v'achva. But there's not between them love and brotherliness. Simen hu, it's a sign. Ki Torah tam bilti shleima. The Torah is lacking. V'lo aleihem ne'ema shchina shuya b'nehem. That's not called the Pirkei Avos. 10 people who are learning Torah, the shchina is on them. How does Revolbi know that? He just made this one up. What happened to Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim? Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 Talmidim. These were Mekablei Torah. These were Mekablei Torah of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. Torah Shebaal Peh. What does the Gemara say? Lo nagu kovet zeh lezeh. They weren't behaving. We can't judge them. We don't know what that means. On their level, that's what Gemara says. I'm reading the Gemara. I'm not judging them. On their level. Lo nagu kovet zeh lezeh. On their level, they weren't. You know, like us, what are we talking about? They weren't knowing kovet to each other in a proper way, in an appropriate way. What happened? Magefa. They died. They were dying. You can't, because it's not Torah. This is not Torah with Shechina. This is not a shleimus of Torah. You're going to bring Torah, Torah Shebaal Peh. You're the generation that's going to transfer the Torah of Rabbi Akiva to the next generation, and your Torah is going to be incomplete. How can that be? You can't be the Mosei Torah. And if that's your whole tafkid, we don't need you anymore. You have no tafkid in the world, so we don't need you. That's called the Magefa. So if we're sitting in yeshiva, and we don't have achva, va'ava, with our chaverim, and we're sitting and we're learning by ourselves, and we're steiging away. And when I'm davening, I'm waving my hands, and I'm getting to the world, the higher world, I'm talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But you know, the guy next to me, I'm bothering him when I'm waving my hands. And we talk about its intimacy with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When you're intimate with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Just as you're intimate with your wife, no one knows about it. No one knows how you're davening, how you're up there in the higher worlds. Just standing, you can be moving a little bit, but it shouldn't be seen. It's intimacy, it's not seen. You with me? And you care about other people. You know, the story of Yisrael Salanta, right? In their time, they used to go to the well to bring water. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
They go to a well to bring water. So, you know, there's a halacha in Tzilis Yadayim that you throw on your hands so many times. And with shefa,
mm-hmm.
You know, with a lot. So Rousseau did the minimum of the minimum. So like they asked him, Rabbi, why you did the minimum of the minimum? Well, I'm going to be machmir in Ben Adam Lamakam. The Natilis Yadayim on my hands, and it's going to cause the servant to go and be Torech, the servant to go and pick up more water downstairs. I should be Machmi on being bothering the servant to get more water. That's a bigger mitzvah, because he didn't see just himself, he saw all around him. Yeshiva and learning Torah is not a self focusing. It's not self-development. Talmud Chacham self-development, foundation self-development, tzaddik self-development. No, says Revolbi. That's a little shalhevet. That's a little flame. There's no intensity of Torah there. There's no shechina. There's no completion of Torah. Revolbi just told us something which we wouldn't understand by ourselves. That having a good, friendly, collective environment intensifies the Torah, enlightens the Torah, brings Shechina, brings Shleimus of Torah. That's what Chevra is. Tell me, with all the Torah we have, why don't we have Beis HaMikdash? We have so much Torah today. We have hundreds of thousands of people learning Torah. Before the war, there were tens of thousands. We have more Torah learning than the Jewish people. How come there's no Beis HaMikdash? Do we have Chevra? Do we have Ahava V'Achva? What does the Torah, what does the Gemara say? The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Sinas Chinam. How we rebuild it? Avas Chinam. Does it say anywhere that if we argue on, we have so knowledgeable of Torah that we can bring on Mashiach? They were knowledgeable of Torah. There's one Gemara that says, because they didn't make a broch on Birkus HaTorah. They didn't want Machshiv the Torah. No, they were lacking in the understanding. That's not what's lacking in us. I mean, it could be that's also lacking. But that's not the main thing. That's what the Gemara says is the problem. Achva va'ava. Achva va'ava brings Shekhinah. Then your Torah is not a little flame. It's a big shall have it. Because all those flames coming together. Zimun. Gadlu la'Hashem iti. Make God's name big with me. What only applies to Zimun? Doesn't apply to learning Torah? Says Rav Avi, yeah, it does. That's what yeshiva is. Yeshiva is a collective group of people going for the same thing. Not a first year saying to a second year, you know, from enough or whatever. Or first year saying to a second year, like, you should be doing this and not this. Or you have BDDs or you don't have BDDs. Not to be this diversion with people. To be one group. We have a Purim spiel, right? Mm-hmm. No, I don't do the Purim spiel. It's Biddle Torah. Yes. What about Chevra? Chevra is Biddle Torah? Going to burger bars, Biddle Torah? Yes, it is. If you can learn. But you need to have Chevra. You need to be with the people around you. You need to be connecting. Oh, I'm connecting to the guy in America. No, you're connecting to people here. You have to connect here. This is your Chevra. The guy in America is not your Chevra. What's the most important thing? You want a little flame? Or you want a burning flame of Torah, of Yirat Shamayim, of Tzidkus, of building foundations? Be friendly. Get a Chevra, a group of people who are together in brotherhood, in Avas Hashem, together. There's no kina. He wants to be the best learner, or he wants to say the better joke, or he wants to get more attention. Some people, they go back home, they feel a breath of fresh air, come to a warm home, a family life. They come home, they build together. That shouldn't happen. That's a bad sign for the yeshiva. That means we're not doing our job in the yeshiva. We're not collectively together. You should love being in yeshiva. This should be a warm home for you. You should be all helping each other. If one guy has mold in his yeshiva room, the other guy should be helping him clean it up. Everyone should be collective here. You shouldn't have to tell people you have to clean the toilet. Who's going in there next? Your friend. You would clean it for a friend. Because you love him, you care for him. We don't have to tell you rules about the yeshiva. Clean your plates, pick up your cups, think about the other guy. No, we're not making rules. You care about your friends. They're important to you. Or, no, I came to yeshiva to become a London. I came to yeshiva to become a tzaddik. Work it out myself. That guy's not such a tzaddik, who cares? That guy's not such a London, who cares? That guy doesn't get good foundations, who cares? I'm going to do that by myself. So I have my own way of doing it, I'm going to do it. Sounds like yeshiva. No, it sounds like university. It's not yeshiva. It's a flame. You'd get a course online. That's not yeshiva, says Rav Avi. Yeshiva is a group of people coming together with a common cause, and there's achva. This brotherhood and love between them. And that common cause gives them that. Like by Yaakov, he said, Shivim Nefesh went to Mitzrayim. They all served one God. So they're called one Nefesh. That's what yeshiva is. Now, okay. If we build our yeshiva, we build a little Beis HaMikdash. And if everyone builds their yeshiva in this way, there's lots of little Beis HaMikdash being built. And they like the Rosh Yeshiva, and they like the Rebbeim, and we're all coming together. No one's speaking about the Rosh Yeshiva, and you don't have Makakim, and all these things you have in certain yeshivas. Rosh Hashem, we don't have that in the yeshiva. People actually like the rabbis here. Well, hopefully. Right? Yeah, okay, we'll talk about that later. But you know what I'm saying? That's supposed to be yeshiva. You got it? This isn't just a nice thing, says Rav Avi. It's nice to have your friendly in Shiva. It's nice. It was a cool place. You had a good life, you know. The food's good. The guys, we spent some time together. No, it's not just nice. It's intrinsic. That's what Yeshiva means. A group of people coming together with Ahava and Achva to serve the Kodesh Baruch Hu.